Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into the world of home ownership today.
Always exciting.
It is. And we're focusing on an option that sounds almost too good to be true zero down loans.
Yes. The dream of buying a house with no upfront cash.
Exactly. We'll be looking at an article titled, "Can You Get a Home Loan with No Money Down?" to break it all down.
Sounds good.
So we'll unpack how these loans actually work in practice.
Yeah.
Who they're really designed for,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, the all-important pros and cons to consider.
Absolutely. Got to weigh those carefully.
So let's jump right in. I think we've all seen those ads.
Oh, yeah.
Buy a home with no money down. It sounds amazing, almost like a dream come true.
It does have a certain allure, doesn't it?
It does. But let's get real.
Right.
Is it really possible to buy a house without any cash up front?
Well, the truth is a bit more complicated than those ads might suggest.
Okay, so let's break it down. What exactly is a no down payment mortgage?
So think of it this way. Most people are used to the idea of needing a sizable down payment.
Right, like 10 or 20% of the home's price.
Exactly. That's the traditional route.
A big chunk of change.
Yeah. But with a no down payment mortgage, you're essentially financing the entire purchase price.
So you're borrowing the full amount.
You got it. And that's what makes home ownership more attainable for people who might not have those big savings built up yet.
I can see how that would be a game changer for a lot of folks.
Oh, absolutely. It can be a real door opener.
But hold on. Does this mean anyone can just waltz in and get a no down payment loan?
Not quite. There are specific loan programs designed for this. And some are definitely more accessible than others.
So let's dive into those a bit. What are some of the key players in the zero down game?
All right. So one standout example is the USDA loan program.
USDA, like the Department of Agriculture?
The very same.
I wouldn't have guessed they'd be involved in home loans.
It might seem surprising. But the USDA loan program is all about revitalizing rural communities. So they help moderate income buyers settle in those areas by offering these no down payment loans.
So if you're dreaming of a little countryside escape,
the USDA loan could be your ticket.
That's actually really cool. I didn't realize these programs had such a community-focused mission.
They really do. It's about more than just individual home ownership.
That's awesome. And besides skipping the down payment, what else makes these loans attractive?
Well, one big perk is that USDA loans often come with lower interest rates.
Ooh, that's nice.
Especially compared to conventional loans. So you're not just saving up front, but also potentially over the life of the loan.
Saving money in the long run, that's always a good thing.
It is.
Now, we talked about USDA loans for rural areas. What if you're serving in the military? Are there any zero down options specifically for veterans?
Absolutely. We've got VA loans designed just for that.
VA loans. Okay.
These are really fantastic programs aimed at thanking our military personnel, veterans, and their families.
I love that.
By offering incredible homeownership opportunities.
So what kind of benefits are we talking about with VA loans?
Well, you get the no down payment benefit, of course.
Right.
But also competitive interest rates.
Nice.
And a big one, no private mortgage insurance.
Wow. That's a pretty sweet deal. Almost sounds too good to be true.
Well, there is one important requirement to keep in mind.
Okay, what's the catch?
To qualify for a VA loan, you need something called a certificate of eligibility.
A certificate of eligibility.
Or COE for short.
COE, got it.
This basically verifies your service history and confirms that you meet the program's requirements.
Makes sense. So it's kind of like proof that you're eligible for the VA loan benefits.
Exactly. It's a must-have document for veterans looking into this path.
Okay, so USDA loans for rural areas, VA loans for military folks. What if you don't fit into either of those categories, but still want to explore low down payment options?
You're in luck. There are still some great alternatives out there.
Awesome. Let's hear about them.
One popular choice is the FHA loan program.
FHA.
These loans are insured by the Federal Housing Administration.
Got it.
And they typically require a down payment as low as 3.5%.
So not completely zero down, but it's still way less than that 20% we talked about earlier.
Exactly. It's a much smaller hurdle to overcome.
And is there a specific group of people who FHA loans are geared towards?
Well, they're a popular choice for first-time buyers.
Makes sense.
Especially those who might not have the highest credit scores.
Okay, so a bit more flexibility there.
Exactly.
Besides FHA loans, what other low down payment options are out there?
Then we've got conventional loans.
The more traditional route.
Right. And these can sometimes go as low as 3% down.
Oh, okay.
But they usually require something called private mortgage insurance, or PMI.
PMI, got it. So we've got a whole menu of options when it comes to low or even zero down payment loans.
There's definitely a lot to choose from.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Before we all rush out to buy houses, we need to talk about the potential downsides.
Right, right.
I mean, if these zero down deals are so great, why isn't everyone doing it?
Good point. There are some trade-offs to consider.
Okay, so let's get into those. What are some of the potential drawbacks of going with a no down payment loan?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that with a larger loan amount, your monthly payments are going to be higher.
Makes sense. You're borrowing more, so you're paying more each month.
Exactly. Plus, lenders often charge slightly higher interest rates to offset the risk they're taking with no down payment.
Ah, so they're kind of balancing things out.
Exactly. They need to manage their risk, too.
Okay, so higher monthly payments and potentially higher interest rates. Anything else to be wary of?
There's that scary term we hear sometimes, negative equity.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that, but I'm not sure I fully understand it.
Let me try to explain it in a way that's easy to visualize. Imagine your home is a boat.
Okay, I'm picturing a boat.
And the loan you take out is like the water level.
Right. Loan equals water level.
Now, negative equity is like the water rising above the boat, putting you at risk.
So basically, you're underwater.
Kind of. It happens when you owe more on your mortgage than your house is actually worth.
And how does that happen?
Well, it can happen if the housing market takes a dip.
So the value of your house goes down, but you still owe the same amount on your loan.
Exactly. And that's where the debt trap idea comes into play.
Yikes, that sounds scary.
It can be. You could end up stuck with a house you can't afford to sell, potentially facing those hefty monthly payments.
So definitely something to consider carefully. Sounds like anyone thinking about a zero-down loan needs to do their homework.
Absolutely. Being well-informed is crucial.
Okay, so what are some of the key things people need to know before jumping into a zero-down loan?
Well, first and foremost, your credit score is key.
Makes sense. The better your credit, the better the terms you'll get.
Exactly. A higher score means a better chance of approval and more favorable interest rates.
So what kind of credit score should people be aiming for?
For USDA loans, a good starting point is 620 or higher.
620, okay.
And for VA loans, aim for at least 640.
640 for VA loans, got it. So good credit is a must-have. And I'm guessing eligibility requirements for each program can get pretty specific.
You bet. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
So people need to do their research and see what they actually qualify for.
Absolutely. For example, remember, USDA loans have location restrictions.
Right. It has to be in a designated rural area.
Exactly. And they have income limitations, too.
So not just anyone can qualify.
And of course, VA loans require that military service background.
Right. The COE is key there.
It all comes down to doing your research and making sure you fit the bill.
Absolutely. And here's something I think people often forget. In the excitement of buying a house, zero down it doesn't mean zero expenses.
You're so right. There are other costs involved beyond the down payment itself.
Like what?
Well, think about closing costs.
Yeah, right.
Insurance, property taxes, all those fun things that come with owning a home still apply.
So even though you might not have a down payment, you still need to be prepared for those additional costs.
Absolutely. Don't underestimate those.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground already. What's the most important piece of advice you can give someone who's seriously considering a zero-down loan?
Honestly, talk to a financial expert.
Get professional advice.
Yes. Find a qualified lender or a housing counselor who can give you personalized guidance.
Someone who can look at your specific situation and help you make the best decision.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
Great advice. Don't go into this alone, folks. Seek out expert help to navigate this complex world of home loans.
Oh.
Okay, so we've talked about the nuts and bolts of these zero-down loans.
The different programs, eligibility requirements, all that good stuff.
Right. But now I want to get a sense of how this actually plays out in real life.
Sure, let's paint a picture.
Okay, imagine this. You're a recent college grad. You've landed a decent job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've even found that special someone. And you're starting to think about settling down.
That exciting time.
It is. But there's this one big hurdle, saving up for a down payment.
Ugh. Yeah. That 20% can feel like a mountain to climb.
It does. Especially when you're just starting out, maybe paying off student loans.
Absolutely. It's a common struggle for young folks.
So how do these zero down programs fit into that picture?
Well, think about it. You might be so focused on saving for that huge down payment in a big city.
Right, where housing prices are sky high.
Exactly. But with a USDA loan, you could suddenly open up a whole new world of
You
possibilities.
mean like moving to a more affordable area?
Exactly. Those charming small towns or cozy suburbs you might not have considered before.
I see, I see.
Suddenly, that adorable cottage with a big backyard.
In a peaceful community?
Exactly. That becomes a real possibility.
And you could be sipping coffee on your porch, surrounded by nature, much sooner than you ever thought possible.
Exactly. It's about expanding your horizons and making your dreams a reality.
That's a really powerful image. It's not just about the financial aspect, but also the lifestyle change it could enable.
Absolutely. It's about finding the right fit for you, both financially and in terms of where you want to live.
And it's not just the down payment, right? You mentioned earlier that USDA loans often come with those lower interest rates, too.
Oh, absolutely. That's a big perk. So you're not just getting into a home faster, but you're also potentially saving money on interest over the life of the loan.
So it's like a win-win situation?
It can be, but of course, let's be realistic.
Right.
It's not all sunshine and roses with USDA loans.
There's got to be a reason why everyone isn't packing up and heading to the countryside.
Exactly. There are some things to keep in mind.
Okay, like what?
Well, those eligibility requirements we talked about. The USDA loan program is designed to revitalize certain rural areas.
Right.
So the property you're eyeing has to be located within those designated zones.
So how do you know if your dream home qualifies? Is there some secret map you have to consult?
Not so secret, actually. The USDA website has this really handy tool. You can plug in an address and see if it falls within an eligible area.
Oh, that's super helpful. Easy to check.
Very user-friendly.
Yeah.
And besides the location, there are income limitations too, remember?
Right. USDA loans are for moderate income borrowers.
Exactly. So there are income ceilings you need to fall under to qualify.
Okay, so it's not for everyone, but it's great that this program exists to help those who might otherwise struggle to get into a home.
I agree. It's a fantastic resource for those who meet the criteria.
Now, let's shift gears a bit. We've talked about USDA loans for rural areas, but what about a group of people who've dedicated their lives to serving our country, our veterans, and active duty military personnel?
Ah, yes. They face their own unique challenges when it comes to home ownership.
I can imagine, with frequent moves and deployments.
Exactly. It's not always easy for them to put down roots.
So how do these zero-down loan programs factor into their situation?
Thankfully, we've got VA loans designed specifically to make home ownership more accessible for veterans and their families.
And remind us again what those VA loan benefits are.
No down payment, of course. Competitive interest rates.
Always a plus.
And no need for private mortgage insurance.
Wow, that's really amazing. It's fantastic that we have programs in place to honor their service in this way.
I agree. They deserve all the support we can give them.
So, what are the first steps a veteran should take if they're thinking about buying a home with a VA loan?
First and foremost, they need to secure that certificate of eligibility, the COE we talked about earlier.
Right, the proof of eligibility.
Exactly. It verifies their service and that they meet the program's requirements.
Makes sense. And I'm guessing there's a ton of information about this on the VA website.
Absolutely. The VA website is a fantastic resource for anyone exploring VA loans. You can learn about the COE process, explore different loan options, and even find lenders who specialize in VA loans.
So it's like a one-stop shop for veterans looking into this path.
Exactly. It's a great place to start.
Now, we've talked about USDA loans and VA loans, but what about those folks who don't qualify for either program? Are they just out of luck when it comes to low down payment options?
Not at all. Remember those other options we mentioned?
Right, the FHA loans and conventional loans with PMI.
Exactly. These can be great alternatives for folks who might not fit the criteria for the government-backed programs.
So FHA loans, those are particularly popular with first-time buyers, right?
They are, and especially for those who might have a lower credit score or less savings.
Okay, so a bit more forgiving in those areas.
Exactly. FHA loans are designed to help make homeownership more accessible.
That 3.5% down payment could be a real game changer for some people.
Oh, absolutely. It can make a huge difference.
And then we have the conventional loans.
Right, the more traditional route. But remember, with those lower down payment conventional loans, you'll most likely have to pay for private mortgage insurance.
Right, PMI. That adds an extra cost to your monthly payments.
It does. So that's something to factor in when comparing the overall cost of different loan options.
It's all about weighing the pros and cons.
Exactly. And that's why working with a knowledgeable lender or housing counselor can be so valuable.
they can help you navigate all those nuances.
Absolutely. They can assess your financial situation,
help you compare different loan options,
and guide you toward a decision that really aligns with your needs.
So whether you're dreaming of that charming cottage in the country,
or a modern condo in the city,
or something in between,
don't let that down payment be a roadblock.
There are options out there.
Explore the possibilities. Do your research. And remember, resources are available to help you achieve your homeownership dreams.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have. USDA loans, VA loans, FHA, conventional loans.
It's clear that there are lots of paths to homeownership.
Yeah, even if you don't have that big pile of cash for a down payment.
Exactly. But, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of finding that perfect house.
Oh, for sure. That dream home feeling.
And maybe forget about some of the potential downsides of zero down loans.
Right. It's important to keep those in mind, too.
So let's circle back to those for a moment.
Good idea.
Remember, when you're not putting any money down, you're essentially starting out with a larger loan amount.
Right. You're borrowing more overall.
Which means those monthly payments,
they're going to be higher from the get-go.
Exactly. And then there's the interest rates.
Yes. Those can make a big difference over time.
And we talked about how lenders might charge a bit more
to compensate for the risk they're taking with no down payment.
So those higher interest rates,
they can really add up over the life of the loan.
Meaning, even though you might be getting into your dream home sooner,
you could end up paying more in the long run.
It's a trade-off to consider.
Definitely. And then there's that big one.
The risk of negative equity.
The dreaded underwater scenario.
I'm still thinking about that boat analogy.
It's a good one. Helps to visualize it.
It does. So, just to recap, if the housing market takes a downturn,
and the value of your home drops,
you could find yourself owing more on your mortgage
than your house is actually worth.
And that's a situation no homeowner wants to find themselves in.
It can be a real financial strain.
So, before jumping headfirst into a zero-down loan, what are some of the key questions people should be asking themselves?
Well, first and foremost, are you comfortable with those potentially higher monthly payments?
Yeah, can you really afford it?
And are you prepared to manage the risk of negative equity?
That's a big one.
It is. And is your financial situation stable enough
to handle the added responsibility of a larger loan?
Yeah.
Those are some really important things to consider.
Absolutely. It's all about being honest with yourself about your financial situation.
Weighing the pros and cons carefully.
And making sure you're not taking on more than you can handle.
Exactly. Because there's no one-size-fits-all answer here.
Right. The best decision for one person
might not be the right fit for another.
It all depends on your individual circumstances,
your risk tolerance,
and your long-term goals.
So what's the best way for people to figure out what's right for them?
I can't stress this enough. Talk to a financial expert.
Get that professional guidance.
Absolutely. Find a qualified lender.
Or a housing counselor.
Someone who can look at your specific situation.
Assess your financial picture.
And guide you towards a decision that aligns with your best interests.
That personalized advice can be invaluable.
It really can.
So whether you're just starting to think about buying a home,
or you're ready to dive right in,
remember the key takeaways from our deep dive today.
Right. Zero down loans can be a great option for some.
But it's crucial to understand both the potential rewards
and the risks involved.
Do your research. Ask questions.
And don't be afraid to seek out expert guidance along the way.
And speaking of being informed and empowered,
yeah,
if you're ready to take that next step,
see what you might qualify for,
I highly recommend checking out AmericanMultiLenders.com.
It's a great resource for anyone serious about buying a home.
You can explore pre-approval options.
Get a clear picture of your buying power.
And that pre-approval can also give you a real edge in a competitive market.
It shows sellers that you're ready to go.
So whether you're dreaming of that charming cottage in the country, a sweet condo in the city, or something in between, remember, home ownership is within reach.
Absolutely. Don't let that down payment hold you back. Explore your options and make informed choices that set you up for success.
Happy house hunting, everyone. We're here to support you on your journey to home ownership.